Hello and welcome to another Anime Addicts Anonymous podcast radio hour. My name is Caroline and my other two hosts, Mitsugi and Mason, are unfortunately not in attendance for the fun we are about to have, but I hope you'll stick around for some really great anime music, including OPs and EDs and otherwise just Japanese pop and rock that I love. Now, one thing that people should know about me by now is that I am just addicted to Japanese music, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but at the very least, it gives me a lot to work with to give you some entertainment. So I say we kick it off. We are going to go to one of the long-running shonens here, Gintama, and their iconic ninth opening. This is Tōgenkyō Alien by Serial TV Drama, and it just goes so hard. And not only is the song really great, but if you ever seen the OP, it's just a madhouse of things happening. And then there is a special OP where they break the fourth wall, and it just makes it so much better. It's so good. I recommend that you watch it, but at the very least, we are going to listen to it and have a little bit of fun after that. So stick around for more on AAA Radio.
Shabri-tsukusu
certain to get your heart pumping. I hope you did not bang your head too hard. Now I think it's time we dial things back a little bit and play something a bit more calm, also a bit more recent, like, for example, the ED to Komi Can't Communicate Season 2. This is called Kosha Berry Biori from Fantastic Youth, and it is just one of the sweetest little songs that I've heard in recent memory. The piano tune and the singer's voice just makes it feel like the epitome of a rom-com song. And I swear, like, every time I hear it, I kind of want to kick my feet and squeal at something cute or something like that. So I hope you enjoyed this one. This is Kosha Berry Biori from Fantastic Youth. Wasn't that song so good? I'm glad I could share that with you. Now let's head into something a little more upbeat again. Tatsuya Kitani with Hide and Seek. Now, Tatsuya Kitani is very well known for Jujutsu Kaisen Season 2's first ending, Ao no Sumika. And I've been listening to a lot of his other songs like Bake Neko and Scar, which I also recommend. But yeah, Hide and Seek my newest favorite. It's got such a powerful driving beat that I listen to it all the time when I'm at the gym. So here we go, Hide and Seek by Tatsuya Kitani.
ことやら暗ない言葉借りよそれてるありもしない達者の奴隷さ茶室な走行性を夏の夜の響き音がしてる音も立てずに散ってゆく しまいさ逃げ切れなくなってる僕ら見せかけの太陽に皆壊れちまってる正しさはもうどこにもないんだ言葉の導くままに歩めないのか滑らくとは落ちるでバカはいつも悲劇を招く分断され惑うばかり孤独な僕らの怯えた眼白濁ってたんだ
Tatsuya Kitani with Hide and Seek. You're listening to AAA Radio. Now, speaking of songs that I listen to a lot when I'm at the gym, we are about to head into another one of those. And this one is from Wanima. Now, they are one of the biggest rock bands in Japan. And I heard that they're doing a Japan show with 1OK Rock in May, and it just would be so cool to see them together. I'm pretty jealous. I've been listening to some songs on their recent catch-up album, but Chasing the Rainbow was my choice to play for you here because it gets the most playtime on my Spotify, again, at the gym. I don't know, it just feels positive and makes me want to keep going. So I hope you enjoy Chasing the Rainbow by Wanima.
I'm 憧れの舞台を目指して昼夜問わず腕を磨いているけど罠にはまったみたいにどうして出口のない迷路かも通して後悔ばかり記憶も通して大地かってもがいているぐるぐる回る目がもう積み重なる日々がそう指折り数えたらどうもらうかんだ大事なもの成功だけが答えじゃない失敗しても終わりじゃない心配しても手は貸さない寄り添うだけ今までもこうしてあるべき姿だろう何度も立ち上がって抜け出してきたんだろうならブーダウンしてるような暇はもうないまだ I'm down 見上げれば空は広く曇り空に光が差すオセロみたいに白黒ひっくり返ってそんなうまい話はなくてうぬぼれてはダメだと言い聞かすけどあれもこれもそう誰も放り投げたいソロンソロしょうがないで罠の夜バリうざいけど止まらん心に宿る熱は冷めない古傷が痛み出す消えない目的地まであとどのくらい泣き言には酔わないし俺は俺の言いなり Find your feet を分け前に取り込むだけ揺れ動く街で価値を見出頭を柔らかくして比べすぎないで Go away ならボーダーしてるような暇はもうない急げ right now 見上げれば繋がってる一つだけど一人じゃない Chasing rainbow Chasing rainbow Make waves Make waves 最後の晩さ何が食べたい最後の食い残せない高価なものよりいつもの場所で帰ることなくいつものように Waiting ただ Waiting 呪文のようにまた刻むだけ今までもこうしてあるべき姿だろう何度も立ち上がって抜け出してきたんだろうならポーズしてるような暇はもうないまだ I'm down またいつか風をつかみ羽ばたく日を描きながら見上げれば空は広く曇り空に光放つ光あふれた空の下で、ライが待つ Chasing the rainbow Chasing the rainbow Chasing the rainbow Make a waves Make a waves
Wanima and Chasing the Rainbow. So here we go into another song with a really great guitar part and is also super catchy, and it's by Kana Boone. And I know I don't need to tell you about Kana Boone and their extensive anime song repertoire. One of their anime OPs last year was for ZOM 100 Bucket List of the Dead, appropriately named Song of the Dead, which was a really good OP, and I have it on my playlist, absolutely. But let me introduce you to their lesser-known song, Song of the Dead 2. Yes, it's released on the same EP as the first Song of the Dead, and there's also a Song of the Dead 3, but Song of the Dead 2, I think, is as good as 1 and better than 3, so we're going with 2. If that makes any sense. Here we go, Kana Boone with Song of the Dead 2.
みたくどんどん増えた異常者隠してるだけでみんな似たようなもんだ I'm zombie, I'm zombie zombie, I 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 zombie, I
Song of the Dead 2 by Kana Boone. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but it also sounds like they have some sort of filter on the singer's voice. It kind of makes it sound a bit old-timey, which I think is really cool. So, but enough about Kana Boone. We got to get to the next song. So we are going to have a bit of 1OK Rock in this show, and I've talked about them plenty here and otherwise. I just talked about them with Wanima, and I've seen them in concert 3 times. Highly recommend. They're amazing. Never disappointing. But they were just a teensy tiny bit disappointing the last time I saw them, because they did not play this song I'm about to play for you. It's very different from everything else they've done. In fact, it sounds a bit like a Queen song, if you can think about that while you're listening to it. This is called When They Turn the Lights On by 1OK Rock.
I've been climbing since I was young. Never stopped to look down. I lost track of the man I was. Took a fall to know how. Selfish I've been, oh, what I wouldn't give to lose it all and find myself. I was broken, I was caught up in the moment. I know that I was wrong, but when they turned the lights on, I'll be stronger, I can stand up, little taller.
Lights on tonight.
always caught up in the moment. I know that I was wrong, but when they turn the lights on, I'll be stronger, I can stand up, little taller, the darkness will be gone. When they turn the lights on tonight. 내 삶
I didn't give you whiplash by playing you a song that was mostly in English. We won't do that again. Up next, I'll be playing a band that I played in my last Radio Hour, Pelican Fan Club, and yes, they are still one of my favorites. The song I'm about to play for you randomly showed up on my Spotify, and I did not think it was originally an anime song, I just thought it was a regular old Pelican Fan Club song. But later, I found out that it was an ED for Fire Force, and I decided to watch it out of curiosity because I really liked the song, and what a letdown that was. Because the ED was akin to a Subway Surfers phone game. It just did not look good, and they could have done so much more with it. The song is still great, though. So here is Desire by Pelican Fan Club. That was Desire by Pelican Fan Club on AAA Radio. So I should have told you this sooner, but I'll tell you this now. It doesn't really matter. You can find all the song titles and artists in the description box of whatever podcast app you are listening to. I want to make it so easy for you to be as obsessed with this music as I am. And speaking of my latest obsession, we're going to be getting into such a beautiful song. I cannot listen to it enough. It is Suzume by Radwimps and Towaka. So if you could probably guess, this is from the Shinkai movie that came out last year of the same name, Suzume. And again, it is beautiful. It is atmospheric. So enjoy Suzume by Radwimps and Towaka. Song probably a little bit more than the entirety of the Suzume movie. Now, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the movie Suzume, but when that song came on in the movie, I was just jumping out of my seat. I'm like, I know this song, it's so good, and I get context. Now, for a period of time when I was listening to songs on my playlists, I was practically alternating between that one and this one that I'm gonna play next exclusively because I loved these two so much. This is the 7th ED of Attack on Titan, and it is my favorite ending of the show. The title is Akuma no Ko by Higuchi Ai. And somehow, Higuchi Ai's voice is just so powerful and delicate at the same time. And I just keep on listening to it, trying to pin it down. And maybe you can do that for me. Here we go into Akuma no Ko by Higuchi Ai.
鉄の玉が正義の証明貫けば英雄に近づいたその目を閉じて触れてみれば同じ形同じ体温の悪魔僕はダメってあいつはいいのそこに壁があっただけなのに生まれてしまった定め嘆くな僕らはみんな自由なんだから鳥のように降り散る情景テレビの中映画に見えたんだ戦争なんて愚かな凶暴関係ない知らない国の話それならなんであいつに組んで黒い気持ち隠しきれないわけ説明だってできやしないんだ僕らはなんて矛盾ばっかなんだ
Chills. Am I right? Again, one of my favorite EDs of Attack on Titan. And there are so many good ones to choose from, so that's saying something. And speaking of AOT, I am also a fan of Cinema Staff, who did a couple of their EDs. And if you enjoyed those, you might enjoy this song as well. This is called Midnight Sun by Cinema Staff.
き出せ。
By Cinema Staff on AAA Radio. So next up, I'm going to be breaking the rules just a little bit because I'm not going to be playing you a song from a Japanese artist nor from a Japanese anime. It is going to be from a Chinese anime by a Chinese artist by Sha Jaws, who did the Link Click opening. And it is so good. I recommend that you actually watch it because they do this little hand dance thing. It's really cute and cool, and it is just accentuated by the song that plays. So here is Dive Back in Time by Baisha Jaws.
It didn't take too long to realize something has changed in the back of my mind. Your eyes, there ain't nowhere left to hide behind.
Time no longer flew like it was when the flash froze everything before. Without you, I don't know if I could take this road. Chase you to the end of the world, just to say your name once more. If I had only got it right before.
to lose my, 'cause I'm about to lose my, 'cause I'm about to lose my mind.
Oh man, I can't believe it, but we are nearing the end of our time here. But don't worry, we still have a couple more songs to go. So everybody knows YOASOBI. They did Idol, Oshinoko's OP, and it was one of the biggest anime songs of last year. And I believe that won our Anime Oscars Best OP Award. Now, around the time that I started listening to that song, I also started listening to this song from YOASOBI called 17. And for some reason, for the longest time, I thought that this was the Oshinoko ED song. And I saw Oshinoko by the time I listened to the song, so I'm not sure why I thought that. I don't know. It might have been just through association with YOASOBI, and also the fact that I feel like this song definitely could have worked as the ED to Oshinoko. So give it a listen. Tell me I'm wrong. I don't really care. Here is 17 by YOASOBI. 17 by Yoasobi on AAA Radio. Now, I know we've been having such a grand old time here, but it is almost time for us to wrap things up. Now, I want to remind you that you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever it's called, TikTok, even though I don't post there and have not posted there for probably a year and a half, maybe. And you can also find us on Discord, aaadiscord.com. You can send me a message and tell me how much you love the Radio Hour, and I can give you more recommendations. I'd be happy to. And you can check the description box of the podcast episode for all the song titles and artists that I played for you here, including our last song. Now, this one is Ayue by Mason Dess featuring Minami and Sakura Modi. This is the first OP for the Urusei Yatsura reboot. Now, in this opening, there's video game references, idol dancing, and LUM, of course. What else do you need? On top of it all, the song is a major banger, and one that I thought would perfectly wrap up our Radio Hour. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you on the regular podcast. This is Ayue by Mason Dess featuring Minami and Sakura Modi.
ちょっと興味ないの、あ、そう、じゃあいいから忘れていいや、やっぱ忘れないで、あ、戻してこんなに君を死なのに気づかれない、本当もどかしいわ、え、そんな聞いてないって、知らないって、私全然分分かってたいの、ダメだよってそんなこと言われても、
上昇、全くどうしようもない君に手をまつごう、だらしない恋がちょうどいい、愛が溢れて溢れて溢れて止まらない、どんばっちりばっちりもういい加減にしてて、わからないよ、なんだろう、なんて説明しよう。